This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private nonpartisan think tank located in Washington, D.C. For more, including reports, commentaries, and event audio and video, visit us online at www.csis.org.
This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled Getting an Education About the Real World. Dr. Weintraub, in your commentary, you identify what you saw as the dominant dogma in the United States prior to the financial crisis. How would you describe this dogma to our listeners?
Well, it had several elements. One of the main elements, the key element, was that there was a focus solely for relying on the market for setting prices and dealing with the economy. This focus was illustrated early on in the Clinton administration by the deregulation and reducing of the government's role in regulation, responding to requests by private financial institutions for less regulation. Ronald Reagan used to argue that when the government intervenes in various kinds of economic activity, that's what causes problems. And that was very deeply believed before the recent crisis. Alan Greenspan, for example, admitted that he did not intervene to deal with subprime mortgages and the housing bubble because he expected that the self-interest of lending institution would be to protect shareholder equity. All right, those were part of the dogma. A second part of the dogma that was believed that deficit spending by the federal government should be avoided. That one is a harder one to really believe because the deficits were high throughout the Bush administration. But we see it today. A lot of the criticism of the stimulus packages is that they put in big deficits in the federal government budget deficit, bigger even than we had in some of the years of the Bush administration. In the healthcare debate, one of the arguments that's being made is that there's too much government interference. That, too, is part of the dogma. And that the idea of government getting involved, Keynesian kinds of things, to stimulate the economy when things are going bad, that was out of fashion and déclassé and shouldn't be followed. That's the kind of dogma, I think, that dominated in much of the business thinking and a good many other people in the United States.
And you mentioned that the events of the past 2 years have given you an education about the real world. What would you say the greatest lessons this education are?
Perhaps the one that was most important to me was the realization that bankers, big bankers in particular, are not necessarily prudent, particularly when there are large amounts of rewards available from being reckless, and that was the case. Second, that when the government when the private sector got into trouble, the policy followed was Keynesian. Keynes argued that capitalism works best when the public and private sectors cooperate. Well, that's what happened this time. The stimulus package did prevent a serious recession from becoming a serious depression. And that seems to me to be quite clear, despite some of the arguments against it. And then the private sector itself, one of the lessons, when it found itself in deep trouble, sort of looked for help from the government. They sort of said to the government, I'm from the private sector. Please come and help me.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of issues in international political economy, please visit www.csis.org/Simon Chair. Listeners who visit our website are also encouraged to join the conversation on the new Simon Chair blog. The blog features commentaries on U.S. relations with countries in the Western Hemisphere, focusing on international political economy, trade, investment, energy, and other current events.
Thank you for listening to the CSIS podcast. For more, please visit us online at www.csis.org.